When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Coach for Anxiety. Today, we are going on a little journey. The journey is called Let's Go on a Journey, and we'll look at reassurance, building confidence and resilience in life. So, and also we're looking at which people will be probably most suited to this podcast, the four podcast, and yes, beyond reassurance and and building confidence to develop also resilience. So it is a short course of four modules. So today we're talking about the first module to it. We've already completed the introduction, so we're going to move on to the of course we'll just move on to module one today. So and let's have a look at what we are going to study. So when we look at module one, we're going to be looking at understanding reassurance seeking. What does that mean? Now we're also looking into question answers, about 10 question answers to really understand this topic, the importance of it. And also we'll look at the question and answers, and who's most likely to use this particular podcast for module, and especially also understanding reassurance seeking. So we'll go and talk about that. So once again, welcome back for those who haven't been with us before, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. So today we are looking at first step up, module one, understanding reassurance seeking, part of a mini course. It is free for a little while before it becomes exclusive to certain platforms. So we will look at let's define reassurance seeking and its role in healthy anxiety. We'll identify the temporary relief versus the long-term consequences of reassurance, what happens there. So let's look at definitions and mechanics of it. So reassurance seeking can be said it's like the act of looking for validation from others and regarding one's health concerns. This particular behavior is common amongst individuals experiencing health anxiety, where worry is about having serious medical conditions drives them to seek confirmation from friends, family, loved ones, healthcare professionals, doctors, etc., life coaches, anxiety coaches. So always seeking for the validation. So if we were to look at an example, let's look at Sarah, who has been feeling like a persistent headache. Unsure if it's just stress or something more serious, and she frequently kind of asks her friends if they think she should see a doctor. Each time she hears it's probably nothing serious, and she's been validated, and she feels a temporary sense of relief. However, this relief is short-lived, and she soon finds herself asking again, fearing that she might have a hidden illness. She's basically persuaded herself that she has a hidden illness. It's interesting how we can persuade ourselves that we have an illness. So seeking of the insurance often, you know, this provides and the immediate comfort, but ultimately reinforces the underlying anxiety, not discovering what the underlying anxiety is, the root cause, but only relying on others to validate her feelings. So she hasn't set time to really sit back and go into it, and relying on others to validate her feelings. So Sarah and inadvertently signals to her brain that her worries are just, you know, are justified. This reinforces the belief that her health is precarious and perpetrating a cycle of anxiety. So there you go. Yes, the power of the reassurance. And then we go into something called the cycle of anxiety. It's continuous, and the cycle of reassurance seeking like can be understood through like a few key. You look at a few things here: anxiety, seeking reassurance, temporary relief, and reinforcement of health concern. Let's go briefly talk to that a little bit, because we are going to understand the cycle means a repetitive habit. All right, it's something we are taught. It's the way we think and the way we process things. So let's look at the first thing: the anxiety. The cycle begins with anxiety about health, which can stem from like physical symptoms or general concerns about well-being. Let's look at Mark, for example. Mark starts to feel a bit lightness in his chest, a tightness in his chest, and immediately worries that he may be having a heart issue or maybe a heart attack or something like that. That's what he's thinking. So seeking reassurance immediately to alleviate this anxiety, Mark might turn to his partner asking, "Do you think I should go to the hospital?" This act of seeking reassurance then is like often, you know, instinctive and can feel necessary in the moment. So that's what we've been conditioned to. We can look at the temporary relief when his partner reassures him that it's likely just stress, have a work, no sleep. Mark experiences a momentary sense of relief. He says, "Huh. Oh, okay. That sounds about right." And then he feels like more at ease, believing he has avoided a serious health scare. Let's look and talk to the reinforcement of health concerns. So, however, this temporary like relief does not address the root cause of Mark's anxiety. There's a hidden factor there. However, instead, it reinforces the belief that his physical symptoms are indeed serious and that he cannot trust his own judgment about his health. The next time he experiences like any discomfort, he finds himself back in the cycle seeking reassurance once again. So let's go through a few more examples. Let's talk about Lisa, who has like a history of health anxiety, finds herself frequently checking goes into the doctors, the GP, and whenever she experiences like a mild symptom, even a cough or fatigue. Who knows? Do you know someone like that? Or maybe that's one of you. So who knows? While her, I've got a friend like that actually. While her doctor's reassurance provides a fleeting sense of comfort, she often feels like anxious about shortly after, promoting her to make yet another appointment. And this pattern creates a dependency on external validation. So what she's done, even while she's there, she had a thought. She said, I better make another appointment just so I can get in and I get to see the doctor again, just to be sure, which is interesting. Yeah, so yeah, I think we can call that psychosomatics, and that's just like there's no real illness, but it's just perceived illness. And okay, it is an illness anyway, but it's still a mental illness. So by having to be reassured, and you know, the looping thoughts of "oh, I need to be reassured to be sure." So this pattern kind of creates dependency on external validation and reinforcing like her anxiety and preventing her from developing coping strategies to manage her concerns. So that's Yeah, I know a few people like this, so that was a good example. So Lisa's case. So if we wind it down now, understanding the reinsurance seeking and its in cycle of nature, it's vital for breaking free from this pattern that perpetuates health anxiety by recognizing the temporary relief provides the long-term consequences. Individuals can begin to shift their focus on inwards, fostering a greater sense of self-reliance and resilience in managing their health concerns. So we got to be able to go, okay, settle back, just relax and go into an inward, all right? And then finding out, you know, that we can be resilient to that. We don't have to keep looping and always seeking for validations or reassurance. And yeah, we can work on that. And so there's also many strategies to cultivate self-acceptance and confidence in upcoming. Sometimes we just need self-talk, or you can go into something called the ACT, which is a therapy, which says, I accept this, right? I'm committed to not thinking like this, and I'm committed to reframing my thoughts, and again building the inner confidence, right? Inner resilience. And so there'll be other sessions on this. There'll be three more modules we can talk about shortly. This has been module one. But however, let's go into the type of people that would probably suit this course suited to. Okay, so yeah, we can go into that now, and let's go run through a few people that this could might concern. So this course, Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Resilience, is best suited for the following types of people. Let's look at the individual struggling with anxiety, those who frequently seek reassurance due to feeling of anxiety and self-doubt, the professional in high-pressured environment, SEOs, middle management, employees or leaders in demanding jobs who feel the need for constant validation from peers and supervisors. I think that's like, I'm not good enough, or maybe you've just walked into a new job and you're trying to learn their systems. It's kind of daunting, confusing, and overwhelming. I get that. People in codependent relationships, individuals find themselves overly reliant on their partners for emotional support and validations. And we're talking probably about the anxious avoidance and anxious avoidance types here. And so we've got to do a checklist on who's what and how do we communicate our
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Feelings, values, you know, in a very, rational way. You're not overreacting. And that's right, it's always those who seek a lot of support and validation. We look at students facing academic pressure, who seek excessive feedback from teachers or peers, impacting their confidence and performance. Here, not long ago, I was having a chat with my friend or professor in chemistry, and he said, he's always getting students who, when he marks them, they're always confiding in him and always going, did I do well? How did I do? I need to be reassured. How do you think I'll do? How do you think I'll do before I even go and attempt the assessment and the test? So how do you think I'll do? And like, this is repeating, so he'll probably have X amount of students approaching him that way. And yes, probably when if you're hearing this, it just might be you. So now we're looking to new parents. These are people navigating parenthood who may feel like insecure about their new and this parenting ability or something new. It's the unknown, and seek reassurance from others. Again, reassurance is healthy. However, we can be actually reliant on it, as we mentioned earlier. And when we look at people who are recovering from trauma, those working through like past traumas that have impacted their self-esteem and confidence levels, which are like on a lower level, they need to be lifted through their own self-confidence. There's power in the inner self. So understanding, I mentioned that in my other podcasts about the Spartans, children of the Spartans, how they were left to fend for themselves in the jungle for about 7 days, right? And they either come out back alive or they come out a bit stronger and more resilient in life. So that was a story I go back into in the introduction. Then we have these socially anxious individuals who struggle in social situations and often seek validations from others to feel accepted. How's my tie? You know, how do I look today? Am I smiling enough? Does it look like I'm fitting in? All these things, is my nose big and all this sort of stuff, right? Always being assured. So are you one of those? Creative, and we also have the creative professionals, artists, writers, performers who look for external approval to validate their creative work. We also have like personal development enthusiasts, individuals interested in self-improvement who want to enhance their self-confidence and emotional resilience. Yep, the Spartan warriors here. Anyone seeking also personal growth can be in this category. People who want to cultivate a stronger sense of self and independence. So anyone wants to learn how to be more independent. You know, there's some modules here that apply to that. And moving beyond the need to reassurance in their daily lives. So this course can provide valuable insights and tools for anyone looking to strengthen their confidence and resilience in regardless of specific circumstances. So my friends, that's it there. However, we still got some questions and answers to kind of put this podcast together, to finish up with this podcast. So yeah, it does apply to a lot of people, and knowledge is power, and awareness is the way to go. So yeah, so let's look into some questions. The type of questions we can and short answers we can ask on this module now, you know, to understand resilience on a deeper level. We can ask like, so what is it reassurance seeking? Reassurance seeking is the act of looking for validation from others regarding one's health and concerns, often driven by anxiety about potential health issues. We can look at, how does reassurance seeking relate to health anxiety? Well, individuals with health anxiety frequently seek reassurance to alleviate their fears about serious medical conditions, but this can create a cycle of dependency and reinforcement and reinforce their anxiety. It is like a habit that was mentioned earlier. So what are the immediate effects of reassurance seeking? With immediate effects is if actually temporary, and it's a sense of relief from anxiety or only overthinking or ruminating thinking. So as an individual feels like validated and comforted by others' responses about their health concerns. So it is a benefit to them, but again, very short term, it's not beneficial long term. So what are the long-term consequences of relying on reassurance seeking as a habit? Well, long-term consequences include like reinforced anxiety, increased focus on physical symptoms, and the lack of self-trust in one's judgment about health, perpetuating a cycle of worry. And can reassurance seeking lead to a cycle of anxiety, and how does this happen? The answer is absolutely yes. A reassurance seeking can lead to a cycle of anxiety by creating a pattern, a behavior, where the person feels compelled to seek validation repeatedly because it's comfortable, which reinforces their beliefs that something is wrong with their health. Now you can kind of say this is a little bit like catastrophizing here. So what is the example of reassurance seeking in everyday life? Well, let's look at the example once again. If someone who experiences like a headache and frequently asks friends or family if they think it's serious, you know, have you heard of anyone with these kind of things, seeking their assurance rather than in assessing their situation independently, it's like not having an independence to rationalize and always going to an overthinking mode. And then we can also look at how can someone break the cycle of reassurance and seeking. So how do we do that? So breaking the cycle involves like recognizing the patterns that you might have, or the person that might have, or your friend might have, and practicing self-validation and developing coping strategies, right? And to manage anxiety independently without relying on others for reassurance. So fortunately, some of us a little bit more sensitive than others, and we just have this pattern of reassurance. And why is it important to recognize the difference between temporary relief and long-term consequences? Now, understanding this difference really helps us as individuals to realize that while reassessing may provide short-term comfort, it doesn't address the root cause of the anxiety and can ultimately lead to a greater distress. So it is just like all things, it's like a band-aid, feels good for a little while, we get caught on to a little while, but really there's nothing moved on deeper than that. There's no hard, deeper work performed to find the root causes of the anxiety. So what are some alternatives to reassurance seeking? What can we do? Alternatives will include now mindfulness practice, meditation, journaling about our feelings, engaging in self-reflection. Maybe you can use the ACT, which is the, once again, acceptance, commitment to it, and to commit to the situation. And it's like it is a therapy where we might reframe it by asking, may find all the maybes to the situation, but not to get too lost in it, and we can find the reasons behind it. And looking at more alternative than just bouncing off that and seeking professional help also to address underlying anxiety. Now, friends, this is based on information. All is information based. This particular podcast. If you're feeling like super anxious, I really advise to go see a professional, a counselor, anxiety coach out there, or psychologist. So I thought I'd throw that in because it's very important to, you know, sometimes this inner healing is kind of cool, but sometimes we need to, I won't say to be sure, but I think it's a wise thing to do. When it's tapping into the reassurance, but it is really worth it to talk to someone. As I mentioned in my podcast, my YouTube clips and so on. So another last question, how can increased self-awareness, again, developing a similar to what I said, help with reassurance seeking? Increased self-awareness allows us to identify our triggers for anxiety, what's triggering anxiety, and the urge to seek reassurance. Why are we doing that? Enabling us to respond with self-compassion and healthier coping mechanism. So this is what happens when we study, do the work, we create this awareness, we go inwards, right? We build this resilience and goes beyond. So, my friends, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And wait till our next one. It'll be on module two on this course. Beyond resilience, developing or building self-confidence and resilience. And bye from now. This is Nick Jansen, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, your coach for anxiety. And thank you for joining us. All the best. And go with ease, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.